So Chaitanya Bhagavat, Hanjakanta chapter 8, and this is a new chapter we're starting. These are the last concluding pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is in Nilachala and Jagannath Puri. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Jaya Jaya Nityananda Sri Bhavana Danya. Vrindavanas Thakur opens a chapter by glorifying his Ishtadev. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu, who made the three worlds glorious. Nityananda Tribhuvana Dhanya. Bhakta Goshti Sahita Goranga Jai Jai Shunile Chaitanya Kata Bhakti Labhya Hai. All glories to Goranga and his devotees. The Bhakta Goshti Sahita. Just by hearing the glories of Lord Chaitanya, one obtains bhakti. Shunile Chaitanya Kata Bhakti Labhya. You acquire bhakti by hearing about the personification of bhakti. Hebe Shuna Vaishnava Sabara Agaman Acharya Gosai Adi Jatta Bhaktagan. Please hear about the arrival of the Vaishnavas headed by Advaita Acharya. Arrival means arrival in Jagannath Puri, Agaman. Agaman means to go to or travel. So it's Chaturmasya. What particular year, I can't say. But to all the devotees from Shantipur, Navadvip Mandal, Srikanda, Katwa, all over Bengal, they would come every year to spend Chaturmasya with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, Prajendranand and Shamsundar. So Nityananda arrived and had some interaction with Gadadhar, who's living there, and Gauranga, who's living there. And now Advaita's arrived, and with all his group of Vaishnavas. Generally, the Advaitacharya, he would travel with the large number of Vaishnavas. And Nityananda being Avadhut and later being married to Janavamata and Vasudha, he generally moved either sometimes with Lord Chaitanya or with a smaller group or by himself. Shivananda Sen, he would come with Advaitacharya and all the Grihastha devotees, usually about 250 devotees, 200 to 300 devotees, which means basically about 100 families. You can imagine 100 families traveling together. It's quite a large group. Husbands and wives, 100, that becomes 200, and maybe some children. Advaita had 6 children, Achyutananda and others. So it was wasn't that big a party. In numbers it was 200, but it was 70, 80, 100 families maximum. And they're all Gauranga Bhaktas. So now we can hear. You must have heard about Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti, and they came from Panihati, and they made so many sweets. Damayanti and her husband, her brother, I believe, her brother Raghava Pandit, they would make so many preparations which would keep for weeks or even months, and wrap them in special banana leaves or special types of leaves and put them in clay pots and all kinds of things. And it was called Raghava Jali. And Jali means the bag of Raghava, like a big chini bori, big jute bag that we carry sugar in it, sugar sack, and be packed with offerings, and they would bring them all the way to Gambira and Puri to offer to Lord Chaitanya, and then he would eat a little bit of those preparations for 1 year. It's described, they were so good because they are made with love, and love never goes stale. And the preparations were made with love, so even though they were a year old, they were still fresh, ever fresh. Some extraordinary preservation qualities. So now we'll hear Shri Ratha Yatara Asi Haila Samai Nilachali Bhakta Goshti Haila Vijay. When time for Ratha Yatra arrived, all the devotees came to Nilachala. Ishvara Agyaya Prati Vatsare Vatsare Sabaya Isena Rata Yatra Deki Bhare. By the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, Ishvara Agya, the order of the Lord, The devotees would come every year to attend Ratha Yatra. Sab Aisena, Ratha Yatra Dekhi, to see Ratha Yatra. Acharya Gosai Agre, Kari Bhaktagan, Sabai Nila Chali Prati Karila Gaman. Keeping Advaita Acharya in front, the devotees travel to Nilachala. So he is the most honorable devotee in that Sangha, Vaishnava Raja Sabha. And he is elderly, almost senior in age, and also famous Acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He, in fact, is the cause of it, as everyone knows. He was offering Ganga Jal and Chandan Tulsi to the Shalagram with an intense prayer. He's actually wailing throughout the night, so loud people could hear him for kilometers. Advaita Acharya was crying in his house in Shantipur, near the bank of the Ganga. Ganga flowed by his house. In Shantipur, an early morning and night, he was crying, "Oh, my Lord, please come. Please advent yourself. Please descend into this Kali Yuga. Because if you don't come in some special form, the people here will never be saved." And they're all Advaita Acharya's expansions. Because Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu and Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, and he of course expands his glance, transports all the jivas into the prakriti, into this bahiranga shakti, his glance. And that mechanism of carrying the jivas, the carrier, you could say, the jivas is Lord Shiva, and he impregnates the womb of prakriti in Durga, and then we take our position there in the Tatastha region. So that Mahavishnu has appeared as Advaita Acharya. And he's thinking, these are all my parts and parcels, all these jivas. And they're hopelessly entangled in the meshes of Kali Yuga. And he was preaching like anything, and holding kirtan in Shantipur, but he was a minority. Everyone in Navadvip Mandal, all the Brahmins, all the Kshatriyas and high-class Vaishnavas, they were worshipping Durga, Shasti, all kinds of goddesses and devis, and engaged in all types of tantric practices. And they're only concerned with material enjoyment. It's very funny when you read it in Chaitanya Bhagavat and other places. It explains that the Kshatriyas, the Brahmins and Kshatriyas, the wealthy people in the culture, society of Navadvip, on one side, Navadvip was a center for learning and knowledge. Like some cities in India are famous for colleges, educational centers. So Navadvip was famous as an educational center of Northeast India. Northeast India. Especially famous for Naya, for logic. Like some schools in America, if you want to study math, then you go to this school. If you want to study literature, you go to Oxford University or whatever. Engineering schools and medical schools like this. So aside from one side, everyone's pursuing mundane logic, which was some kind of philosophical pursuit. There's an intelligentsia, an intellectual class of Navadvip. But the masses of people, they are simply engaged in making money. Making money and worshipping Devi, Durga, to get promotion, position, kamani kanak pratishtha, enjoyment of the senses through men or women, and recognition in society, and fame, and money, and wealth. And they were spending all their money on puja and weddings. Weddings and parties, as described there. It sounds like North India. In Delhi, people spend just to maintain their position and name and fame in society. And, oh, this is my son getting married. Oh, how much are you spending? Oh, I'm spending 4 crores. Oh, very good, very good. One night, and they spent practically $1 million on food for one night. And they make these feasts for the guests, 500 guests or 1,000 guests, and each plate is worth 3,000 rupees. And it all gets thrown in a trash can, practically all of it. A huge waste of food. Such sinful activity. The same thing was going on 500 years ago. And Advaita Acharya was looking around saying, "Hello, listen, anyone out there has ears? Anyone can hear the truth? Does anyone want to hear the philosophy of Atma Tattva Gyan? And what his message was falling on deaf ears. Somehow he managed to attract one Muslim. I don't know his name. But now we know his name. Thakur Haridas, Namachari Haridas Thakur. He came from that side and started associating with Advaita Acharya and heard Harikatha from him in Shantipur. Then he ended up doing bhajan there in Benapole, which is near his house. And of course he became legendary and famous as a converted Muslim. So this is the time period, so Advaita called on Gauranga, so everyone holds him in so much regard. That's why he's held in front of all the devotees when they're going to Puri, because he's the inaugurator of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. He's, in one sense, the Naimittik Karan, the immediate cause for this whole advent and appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya Ki Jai. Chalilena Thakura Pandita Srinivas Chanhara Mandire Haila Chaitanya Vilas. Srivas Pandit, in whose house Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes, he also came along. Chalila Acharya Ratna Sri Chandra Shekhar Devi Bhave Yanregrihe Nachila Ishvara. Chandrasekhar Acharya, in whose house Gauranga danced as Devi, he also came. There was one play there, was described earlier, in his Mayapur Leela, where Gauranga Mahaprabhu disguised himself, I believe, as Rukmini. He was playing a play about Dwarka Leela, and he disguised himself, or he was, his costume was so wonderful, and his acting was so perfect, no one even could understand, this is Lord Gauranga. Of course, I guess they couldn't understand that was an extremely tall Rukmini Devi. Rukmini was 7 feet tall because Gauranga is 7 feet tall. And then Haridas Thakur, he played the master of ceremonies. He had a big mustache and big stick and like this. It's in Chaitanya Bhagavan. So that was Chandrasekhar's house. Chandrasekhar Acharya lived right next to Mahaprabhu's house, Mahaprabhu Bhavan. And he acted as his father after Jagannath Mishra left this world. He looked after Nimai and Mother Shachi. Chalilena Harishe Pandit Gangadas Janhara Smarane Haya Karma Bandanash. Gangadas Pandit came simply by remembering him once fruit of bondage is destroyed. So Gangadas Pandit, of course, is the Vyakaran Guru of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. He taught him Vyakaran, Sanskrit grammar, and Gangadas Pandit had many wonderful pastimes also with Lord Chaitanya, rather Nimai Pandit. Pundarika Vidyanidhi Chalila Anand Uche Swaray Janre Smari Gora Chandrakand. Pundarika Vidyanidhi also joyfully came in great bliss. While remembering him, the Lord cried loudly. Seems that Gauranga, whenever he was interacting with Pundarika Vidyanidhi, was crying or doing something loudly, crying loudly or chanting loudly. Because Pundarika Vidyanidhi, to give some background if you don't know, he's, of course, Brishabhanu. He's the father of Radharani. So imagine how dear Brishabhanu Maharaj is to Lord Krishna. And how much Vrishabhanu likes Krishna, because so much pastimes his daughter has with Krishna. So when Pundarika Vidyanidhi appeared, he appeared in East Bengal. And once he moved, he came to Navadvip Mandal. And then Lord Chaitanya, he understood, he has entered the holy abode of Navadvip, and he started yelling out loud, "My father has come, my father has come." Everybody's saying, "Who's he talking about? Your father has come. Your father is there in your house in Mayapur, Jagannath Mishra." He said, "No, my father has come." They said, "Where?" "No, he's come. He's come from the east. My father has come from the east." So then finally Pundarika Vidyanidhi came to meet Gauranga. And when Lord Chaitanya saw him, he ran to him with open arms. He was loudly, hunkara, roaring like a lion. "Bop, bop, bop. Bab means father. Oh, father, father, father. And everyone says, what is this? He said my father's coming. Now he's running to embrace this strange person. Some pundit has come, some Brahmin. He's dressed in bundi and all these things, like a Brahmin. And because he's an Acharya, Acharya Nidhi. He's called Acharya Nidhi, Prem Nidhi. Pundarik Vidya Nidhi. He's a Nidhi. He's an ocean of knowledge, Vidya Nidhi, treasure of knowledge. So everyone says, what is this? And they embrace and they bathe each other in showers of tears and roll on the ground and loving embrace that couldn't be broken for minutes. And finally, when they came to external consciousness, then Lord Chaitanya said, revealed, this is Pundarik Vidya Nidhi, Prem Nidhi. This Prem Nidhi is my father, because I'm Radharani, Antar Krishna Bahir Radha. Radha's Kanti and Radha's Bhav is Gauranga. So this, now he's come. Actually, what we hear here is a star-studded list of all the all-stars of Gauranga Leela. They're saying who came. And these are all the most advanced devotees and the key figures in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, practically speaking. So there's a long list here of different devotees, one by one by one. Mari Gupta, and these are primarily they're all the Nitya Parishads, of course, of Lord Gauranga and Lord Krishna. It's, of course, as we heard, we may not understand how it all works, but the Nam Rup Gun Leela of these Parishads, as Krishna is eternal, and Krishna's name is eternal and pavitram, eternally purifying, and it's rasa filled. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Vinatvan Namanamano. So the name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. That which is named Nama, Nami Namano. And that name is full of ras. And that name is full of, it's a form of ras. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. And that name is alive. If you're alive, oh, you look like you're alive, yes. But my name, I wrote my name on a piece of paper. But the piece of paper was my name. That name is not me. I'm here. I'm alive. That name is not alive. But the name of the Lord is eternally alive. It's Chaitana. Chaitana means living, principle. Shakti, power, prabhav. So all the power of God, all the sweetness of God, all the madhur of God, madhurya, power, and aishwarya, the grandeur, the opulence, omnipotency and the sweetness and intimacy of God is in his name, Krishna. Krishna is all sweetness and all power. Power and sweetness, majesty and mercy, everything contained together. And the same applies for Krishna's expansions, his parishads. When we say Gangadas Pandit, okay, Gangadas, I know Gangadas is one Italian devotee in Mayapur. His name is Gangadas. Jayapataka Swami's Pujipad, Srila Jayapataka Swami's Shishya. I have a nice devotee, long time devotee. His name is Gangadas. One Italian person, born there. So if I chant Gangadas, then that's Nam Rup Gun Leela Gangadas. I don't know, could be. But here, Vedavyas, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, he, in the previous verse, he said, Gangadas Pandit has come to Jagannath Puri. Simply by remembering him, Smaran, fruit of bondage is destroyed. That's sweet. Janhara Smarane Karma Bandanash. Chalilena Harishe Pandit Gangadas. Janhara Smarane Hai Karma Bandanash. Nash. Karma Banda, the bondage of karma, the noose of time, the chakra, birth and death, janma, mritu, javyadi, is broken, is destroyed by smaran. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, Vishnu parasevam. Vishnu smaranam. So that means what? That means so much power in the name. Purna shuddho, nityamukto. That the name of Krishna and his parishas is pure, completely pure and powerful. Purity is power. Purna Shuddho, Nitya Mukto. And so one by one, we're hearing these names. Oh, it seems like a long list of names. Let's get to it. The whole idea of hearing Shastra and reading Shastra is to become pure. And when we're pure, we become attracted to Krishna more and more. And we become attached to Krishna more and more. And we start to appreciate Krishna more and more. And we start to love Krishna more and more. And Krishna starts to manifest more and more in our hearts, in our minds, in our senses, in our memory. And then soon we fill with asakti, attachment, and then bhav, then prema. So every aspect of this transcendental puzzle piece of love, the transcendental puzzle of prema, every piece fits together to produce the final result, the clear picture of the puzzle. The puzzle is many little cut-out pieces. Puzzle, you know puzzle? And you put them together and you make a composite. And oh, this is a, all these pieces, I put them together, oh, this is a duck. Or this is a, like children, this is a fish or whatever. So all these are elements, these are all necessary elements of the puzzle prize of prema. The glorification, Vaishnav Mahima, Nam Mahima, Dham Mahima, Krishna Mahima, and then Kartik Mahima, the glories of the Dham, the glories of the Holy Name, the glories of the Vaishnavas, Bhagavat Mahima, the glories of Bhagavan. This is wonderful, actually. So now Pundarika has come, and now Krishna is remembering him. Uchai Sware, Smari Gora Chandra Khande. Gora Chandra, Lord Chaitanya, is crying when he simply remembers Pundarika and he starts crying. We cry anytime. We cry when we're in pain or suffering or denied something we want or frustrated in our attempts for something. But remember a great devotee and cry? Because we hear when we sing, all of you, of course, many of you are musicians, etc., on the Tirobhava of the Vaishnavas, Jayanila Premadana. The person, who is it, wrote that song? I don't remember. Narottam, maybe Narottam Das Thakur. He says, I'm beating my head on a rock. I'm crashing my head on the rock and I'm crying and crying in separation. This vilap, separation from the Vaishnavas. So this is, of course, on these Tirobhav Tithis, the disappearance day of the Vaishnavas, we should at least feel that separation. At least one day or one hour in a year. Oh my Gurudev, oh my Param Gurudev. Simply remembering the Lord cried, Chalilena Harishe Pandit Prakreshvara, Jay Nachite Kirtaniya Sri Gaurasundara. Prakreshvara Pandit Prakreshvara, who danced while Lord performed kirtan, happily came along. Harishe. So that's described previously in chapter 3 of Antyakanda. Everyone knows that very much. It's a very common, well-known fact. The Prakreshvara Pandit, he danced for 3 days non-stop, 72 hours. Lord Chaitanya was singing. I believe so. Lord Chaitanya was singing in kirtan. You're many devotees part of Akanda Kirtan group. But can you imagine singing for 72 hours? That's a long stretch. So 6 hours a day. So when you're doing your kirtan shift of 3 hours, sometimes maybe throat is not good or you're feeling cold or sick or whatnot or tired. And you can remember Lord Chaitanya. It's even told in Chaitanya Bhagavat, a difficult thing becomes easy. A difficult thing becomes easy by remembering the Panchatattva. Sri Gauranga Nityananda, Sri Dvaita Chandra, Gadadhara Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda. So remember their Namrup, Guna, Leela. So, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you sang for 72 hours. And you can even go to the altar or whatever, you look over there. Gauranga, if you can see from there, I don't know. You look at Gauranga or Balaram or Krishna Balaram. Say, oh, Gauranga, you chanted in Navadvip, or maybe Puri, I don't know, I think Navadvip, for 3 days continuously, and while you chanted, then Rakeshwar Pandit danced. And at the conclusion of that 3-day kirtan dancing, utsav, then you said, my lord, O Rakeshwar Pandit, you are like one wing. You're like one wing of a great bird. And if I had another wing like you, I could fly in the sky. Because, you know, the bird needs two wings to fly. So this person has come along. It's interesting because in the mention of this verse, in each purport, there's a reference to where this devotee is glorified. And most of the cases, we already discussed it. And then now, Chalila Pradyumna Brahmacharya Mahashai Sakshat Nishinga Janra Sange Kata Kai. Pradyumna Brahmacharya also came. Lord Nrisimhadev used to talk with him directly. So Pradyumna Brahmacharya, he was like an avesh. He was also called Nrisimhananda Brahmacharya. So he's there. These are all great devotees. Chalilena Ulase Takura Haridas Ara Haridas Janre Sindhu Kulevas. Haridas Thakur joyfully came, and another Haridas who stayed at the shore of the ocean also came. So that was Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas lived in Jagannath Puri. He's the one that begged the rice from Malini. What was it? Madhavi, maybe. Madhavi Devi. Madhavi Devi is, I believe, Shiki Mahiti's sister. And there was a little problem came with that rice. He lost his life with that rice. Very costly rice that was. Chota Haridas. So then we'll continue that tomorrow.